That old sow, she was rusty, looked like she had the mange and all. She was about that high, long, slim. I went that daylight to come from Alabama, and me and old Wilson, little old, he come from Alabama. Me and him and his wife, we'd been out all night, and I went there and got a sack of feed, and they had a drum out in the middle, and I set the pin to catch them with a drop door. And I went there, I had one in there, was in the back pen, and I didn't know that son of a gun was in there. I take the sack of feed and set it over there, and well, Wilson said, Mr. James said, there's more than one in there. Said that old short tail sow said, there's a nothing in there. And I wasn't scared of her, she'd get you some. I just dropped the gate down, it had a fence up about that high. I just dropped it down and was gonna go pour it in the drum. And shoot, that song gun come there and come on over that fence. And he said, look out, that come one. And she hit at me and I went around the drum and the old turkey just struck, hit the side of that drum and I went back on round on the other side. She went there and turned around and she made another dive and hit that drum again. And it knocked her down. She hit it that so hard that time. It had a big stool down at the bottom. And when she hit the ground, he went over the fence. And it was a high fence, as high as that door. But I went up over there. That son of a gun come and lightly got my heel. But I went over the fence. And went ahead and take the truck. And she was a while and all. She had one touch broke off, and the other one was sitting there about that long.
Yeah.
And her and old Bobtail, and they was so mean and all. We just back had put the loading chute down and raised up the gate to go on the truck and had it covered over. And old Benny just taken and stuck his head down there. She looked and seen that nigger's head, and boy, they was in that truck just like that. And they dropped the gate down there and had them some. We had caught some over there. They was wilding all on that creek over there. They tearing up all the peanuts. We had a piece of tin down there. We fed them there. Got a piece of tin, laid it down. And it stayed off about a day. They went back and taken care of two boys. And they stayed off about a day. But they come back. And they kept on just adding a little bit at a time there, and they finally come back and just left the trough at the same place. And then we go down there and we dig a hole, two, and put all four of the posters up. Well, they stayed off about 2 days. They come up there and see it, but they got used to it. They seen it wasn't either going to stay there. They come back to eat the corn and the shorts and all we put in there.
Yeah.
And the minnows. And we take and go ahead and we put up about four boys, and they stayed off about a day. And they went ahead till we got one side of it, the back side up. And they come on back and they'd eat. We messed around, we'd put up about two or three boys like that. And when they'd stay off, we got two sides of it up. And we just made a sharp pin out of it.
Yeah.
While it'd go together, we put our drop door down in there. And we worked around and we got that back and that side over there and this here other side. We went ahead and put up and left a hole about wider from here to you.
Mm-hmm.
And left it about 5 feet wide, I reckon, where we could put, go ahead and put some plank in there. Where if we closed it down too much, it wouldn't come in there.
Yeah.
Went ahead and kept feeding them and they kept coming in there and they got where I got. They went to bed then that night, where the trough was. And went ahead and nailed all up, except they put the door. I fixed the door and had it propped up, and they stayed off a week. Hell, they wouldn't come back. All that one Sunday morning, and they done come back in there, and they had up the stuff. Well, I done took the door down. I put the door back up, and I set it. And put it right against the door and nailed that.